Hey everyone, it's you, Brown Eyed Girl. I am back. Today is, I believe, January the 12th, Tuesday. And so much craziness has gone on and has transpired in the last couple days. It's been insane. I've been trying to keep up with just the day-to-day, but my initial goal is for to move into something more comical and fun. But so much craziness is going on right now, I feel like we have to address it, get it out the way, and then we can go back to living our lives once we are done. We're on the countdown right now. Today's the 12th, and we are counting down 8 more days. That's all I keep doing is just count down each day to January the 20th. And then I think it's going to be very important for all of us to pray and keep, you know, Washington in our prayers and other states too. Apparently, there's been a lot of threats going on with all the state union capitals. So it's just so crazy where we are right now, but it's real. So I think we just need to stay focused on the agenda at hand. And we all know what that agenda is. That is the ultimate goal. No one can see past anything else right now. Like Nancy Pelosi, her ultimate goal, I know she wakes up in the morning with a hot cup of coffee and a piece of dry toast, thinking about what is the quickest way to get this dude out. And so I'm just hoping that the impeachment goes through successfully and not dragged on. He's the king of dragging something out, not because he cares. He just loves the dramatic of it all and the chaos that he causes. But if we can just get that part done, hopefully that will successfully prevent him from running again in 2024, which is his ultimate goal. He clearly has some type of agenda that he needs to meet. And I believe that it's with other countries, specifically Russia. I think that he has made some type of, he shook the hand with the devil, and he is trying to, or needs to, complete whatever task that he has. For all I know, he wants to destroy the United States. I know people think that that's weird, but look where we are right now. I think it's absolutely feasible that that has always been his ultimate goal. He's been an outsider for years, and I think he's always resented the educated, the politician, the people who kind of make things happen, because he's never been able to. So I feel like this was his opportunity to do just that, walking around in those oversized blue suits. So let's just hope that in the next couple weeks, we can get back to our lives. I think I've been holding my breath for 4 years. I know that we all have, or most of us have anyway. And I just know that trouble don't last always, and we can just get past all of this. I think we'll all be taking a really huge, deep breath. We still got COVID, obviously, but wouldn't it be something that COVID disappears when he disappear? Wouldn't that be something? I don't think it's really far-fetched, to be quite honest, but I'm looking for change. It's got to happen. So anyway, I know that was dreary and drab, but that's kind of like where I am right now in my emotions. So I'm really looking to move on to other things. One thing that I want to do is start to talk about and discuss like movies that we've all seen and movies, you know, in the past and in the present that have been like life changing and so awesome. I just recently binged on something called Bridgerton. I had seen it on Netflix, and then I think a friend of mine told me about it on Facebook. So I was just like, well, let me just give it a shot because I love period pieces. And I am addicted. It looks like we won't get Bridgerton season 2 until 2022, which is just traumatizing to me. But I'm not going to, it's hard. But I do want to see if I can get a couple of my friends. We can all just kind of discuss. I love breaking down movies, and that one I have already broken down to the bitter end pieces. Like it was so freaking amazing. Shonda Rhimes is just, she's just brilliant and she can't help it. So anyway, that's where I want to move towards moving forward. And that's all I got for tonight. And good night. Your brown eyed girl is out. Bye.